This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I need you to be better.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't know if I can.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Did a boat run into the West Gate?
No, not
is that
Coast.
Why 20 years we still haven't got that road right? Is that what happened?
No, that was over in Baltimore.
So what's the excuse for 20 years of the West Gate still not operating?
A lot of traffic, Jim. There's been a lot of traffic that we didn't see 20 years ago.
In fact, yeah. Dubai, the city, has been built in 20 years.
Yes.
They've got 40 buildings that are higher than anything we've got. They did it in 20 years.
So a lot of oil.
And we still don't have the West Gate operational.
We haven't got the oil. They've got the oil.
Is that what it is?
That's it. Right, oil that's comes down to the...
Jay-Z Clark.
Black gold, they call it.
Oh, thank you.
Texas tea.
Yeah. Jay-Z, not far away. Looking forward to that.
Good.
Hump day quiz.
Yes, hump.
Guernsey Cash.
Yes.
We chat to Lima, of course, because the comedy festival is underway and he's doing a live show.
Oh, straight after us called Happy Hour.
Happy Hour, looking forward to that. And then we chat to Aaron Finch.
Finches.
Not only is he part of the Australian Cup.
This Saturday.
But also heading to India.
Oh, to commentate.
For some commentary.
He's not playing, Jim. Remember?
No, he's finished playing.
And a joke
what
from
a superstar he was.
Listener.
All right, and a Alistair. Joke. Oh, so there's a bloody nice looking show for you. So say hello to you, old black T-shirt.
Oh, black T-shirt? I think I wore this the other day. I just found it on the floor and put it on. Now, I went out last night for a bit of French.
Yeah.
Had the spatchcock.
Did you? That wouldn't have been enough for you.
No, because it's only a young little chicken. I didn't know what the spatchcock was. I was too scared
maybe
to ask.
Not young, but it's certainly little.
A young chicken that is prepared by means of spatchcocking.
Have you looked it up?
I just looked it up then because I wasn't sure what the spatchcock was.
Or well, that would not have been enough food for you.
What's the means of spatchcocking?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Removing the backbone from the tail. Yeah, there you go. I got a joke for you too off the top, Jim. Knock, knock.
Oh, my God.
Just go with it. Just don't say, oh, my God, go with it.
No.
Knock, knock, Rebs.
Who's there?
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen 3. Hello, Collingwood.
Here it is.
It's better that you owned it, Rebs. we need to get better than that.
Well, you will. It's only just a spatchcock. Over to you.
Mr. Finch.
Oh, no.
Are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, I am. Ma'am?
Jesus. You know what? You're going to get it, Bill.
Oh. Shit, Jim. What do I do now?
How good. And then she just dominates White Lotus.
Oh, no. Jennifer Coolidge.
She's the best. How good.
That's awesome. Up my acting career. I could have gone anywhere, Jim.
What do you think of that?
What do you think of that, Bill?
Tunnicliffe did that. He did a good job.
He did. Very good job.
Dinner suit on and everything, didn't we? And she came in and...
Nice.
She was in Melbourne for a couple of days. She's driving around in the Black Thunders.
Yes, she was. doing appearances and things.
She was.
Yep. She was.
She was, Jim.
Right.
Rip.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Let's talk a bit of sport on rip.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Robot building supplies. Robots got it.
Port Adelaide's Alia has penned a two-year extension. To the end of 26-26.
Who's responsible for that? You wouldn't have thought that. No. Is that Beersy?
No, I actually did. I put it in myself.
Well, Joey, someone out there must have thought of that.
It wouldn't be Joey. Well done, Alia. Good there. Yes. What about our man, Tom Duday, or Duday, however you say, our friend? So
You're saying he was going to play this week.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Had to get through training. That's what I did say. Right. Guess what?
What?
He hurt his knee.
Yes.
A partial tear in his ACL, the final minutes of training on Tuesday, Jim. So he could be out for another 7 or 8 weeks or 9 weeks.
Yep.
So
not playing this week, as you said he was.
No, I said he had to get through training, if you listen. That is frustrating for Tom.
It is very frustrating, yes.
St Kilda legend and 287 AFL game player Lee Montagna is the latest starter recruit to announce for the Carlton draft.
Didn't we have that yesterday?
No, that was Dill Buckley.
Dill Buckley.
No, but didn't Dill say that he was on board or was that off air?
No, I think that was off air.
Right, okay.
So well done, Joey.
Little meaty.
Established himself as a courageous midfielder over his 15-year career. This is what I'm reading, Jim.
Right.
And also at the Saints with his hard running and damaging ball use.
Yeah, he was a very good ball user.
He used to get it and kick it out of full back, kick it to himself and get another stat. But good on you, Joey. That is good.
Yes.
I tell you what, Hamish Brayshaw, your nephew.
I'm just catching up with this story, by the way. It's brand new to me.
Practice game over there in the Waffle. Yes. He won the Sandover medal last year. Yep. A very good player.
Yep.
He got hit in the head by a footy.
Wow.
And has got concussion.
Wow, that is amazing. So I did not know that.
He's the brother of Angus, yes, of course. That's and what Andrew, we're getting at here. And Andrew. And he had to ring poor old Deb, his mum, to tell him, to tell her that he's got concussion. Imagine that call to poor old Deb. How would she have taken that, Jim?
Well,
you know, Deb.
She would be. It would have been a tough phone call for her.
Exactly.
With what she's already been through on that front.
Mm-hmm. So he said, hey, Mum, how's everything going? Yeah, I got kicked in the head with the footy and I'm concussed, so I won't play this round. Mm. And he said she was all for the 21 days, because they get 21 days over there. So, yes. How is Gussie, by the way?
He's going all right.
Yeah?
Yep. I had dinner with him on the weekend. He's going nicely.
Righto. The Socceroos, they won 5-0 last night over Lebanon. Mm. They are flying in Canberra. So they're through to the next stage. You know, the Soccer World Cup in 2026, Jim, it's going to be played in America, Mexico and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Get around the boys. Yes. They? Around there.
They do get around there.
Dean Vickerman, do you know who he is?
Nope.
He's a coach of Melbourne United, Jim. And they take on the Tassie Jack Jumpers in game 4 down there, of course. Yeah. He said, I can guarantee you flat is not a word that you can use when you see us playing game 4. They're going to come out punching, Jim.
I see.
That is a big game. Tip off 7:30 tomorrow night. They need to win that one, of course.
Yes.
And this is a nice story.
Right.
Panthers legend and Triple M's very own, Mark Geyer, who's up
MG,
who's a star.
He is a star.
He got very emotional because his son's going to make his NRL debut this Thursday. And this is MG talking about it.
So on Sunday, I was laying in the lounge room with Meigs and my mum, who was down from the Central Coast, and Mavering. And I thought, a thousand things went through my mind. And what you just said there, Mickey, was one of the things that this could be Mav and they could be recording him. So I went, I kind of sat up and I said, hello, mate. He goes, Dad, they're not recording, mate. So
you don't have to put some pants on. Yeah, yeah, we're all good.
He said, you can talk normal. I said, oh, thank F. So he said, I've just been told that I'm playing Thursday night against the Roosters and I make my debut, and we kind of just all froze.
Got very teary.
Good.
Did the hard man.
Hard man.
Mm. Maverick, M-A-V-R-I-K. That's how they spell it.
Uh-huh.
Maverick.
Hmm?
I like it.
Right.
Like it, MG.
Have a look at this idiot, will you please?
And that is all we've got.
Look at Jay-Z. He's gone all military with his setup today.
Look at him on typing away.
Oh, no.
Well, it's a big news day, Bill, in footy.
All right, we'll get to that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need a break. I need a rest. Just mentally fatigued, Jim.
Oh, my God.
There is plenty of footy news kicking about, so we've got to get the best in the business in the studio. That's Jay-Z Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, welcome in, Jay-Z.
Or a satellite dish. If bowling ball, satellite dish, sort of the same big circumference.
You know you're on air.
Big white. Sorry, Bill. How are you, mate? Great to see you. Sorry, buddy. You've taken the mickey out of me so much about my fat guts. Though I've got to return fire.
No, you don't.
This is what I've got to do.
You can't say it on air.
I can.
No, of course you can.
I'm going to go
as
see.
Much as you like,
what's HR? 2424?
I've actually got no idea.
You've made your whole radio career on potting people, Bill.
Exactly.
I have not.
Now, what's going on? I read the front page of the Herald Sun today. I had no idea about any of this.
Yeah.
Top league dog. Doctor organised secret test to help players evade detection. Demons whistleblower say stars told to fake injuries to avoid being caught. Mm. Footy drugs wrought.
Yeah, now, it's a massive, massive story.
In layman terms, please.
The story of the year, to be honest, because what it does is it uncovers how fans are being hoodwinked in the AFL, to be honest. Because what's happening is these players who, let's say, have a big night on Wednesday,
yep.
maybe done something they shouldn't have, been a little bit naughty. They then go to the club doctor. They say, "Doc, I'm sorry, things got out of hand on Wednesday. I think I need to test." They have a urine sample, and that either confirms a positive substance or not in their system. And if it does, that means the doctor and them work out, okay, well, let's say you've got gastro, or let's say you've got a grumbly calf or a hamstring strain. And then the doctor tells the coach, right, he's unavailable because he's got gastro on the day of the game or whatever, means he doesn't play, he hasn't subjected to the game day testing, and can't submit a positive test and miss 4 years like Joel Smith is going through at the moment at Melbourne.
So this happens at every club?
Every club.
Every club.
And the AFL facilitates the medical equipment involved in the testing to ensure.
What does that mean?
Well, the urine test that was in the AFL release today, that is AFL yeah. testing equipment. So, yeah, they're right behind it. And then Andrew Dillon comes out today and says, yeah, of course, this is what happens. This is what's been happening the whole time. Didn't you know? And this is what people are probably a little bit annoyed about because they've never spoken to it before. We didn't know that this is what happened. Maybe people have suspected it and sort of raised their eyebrows at a six-week hamstring or something like that involving star players over the journey. But it just speaks to a lack of transparency and accountability, which is troubling for fans because we see the hamstring injury out for 2 weeks and we believe it when really it's a much bigger, different issue happening.
Well, it wouldn't have been in the public domain, Jay-Z, if it hadn't been leaked by a disgruntled former person. How did Andrew Wilkie, an independent MP, end up with this? And how did he then release it? Using parliamentary privilege?
It's a very good question, and it's been an issue which has been going for a couple of years now and has really cut deep at the Melbourne Football Club, to be honest, because as we know, the former president, Glenn Bartlett, is taking certain people at Melbourne to court in the federal court over his departure from the football club. So Andrew Wilkie, the MP, has got information from him, a former club doctor, Zeeshan Arane, and then the father of Joel Smith, who is out at the moment after the positive test, his father, Sean Smith, of course, who we know, the high leaping forward. So clearly that's where the information is coming from. And this is the thing, like it has come from inside the medical workings of an AFL club. So using parliamentary privilege, as you mentioned, Jim, it has got to be taken really seriously, and I think there is a lot more to play out in this situation.
What more?
Well, the AFL is currently dealing with and using experts and the best medical information around devising a new illicit drugs policy, because you go back 2 years and Luke Beveridge says this doesn't work. You go back to 2015, that's Bill's phone going off.
No,
race four at Kyabram.
Yep.
And then you go back to 2015 and Nathan Buckley and Paul Roos and Andrew Newbold, you know, these really distinguished figures in the game, are raising doubts about the illicit drugs policy. So the AFL is devising a new one. It's meant to be completed by the end of the year. And, oh, my goodness, that is really a complex policy to devise. But can I ask you, Jim, right, you've led a football club. The common criticism... The most criticism about this illicit drugs policy is people like the senior coach don't get the information. Simon Goodwin's in the Melbourne press conference today. He says, I don't know. I don't get the data. I don't have anything to do with this. I don't even know about it. This is news to me. As Paul Roos and Nathan Buckley have said over the journey, shouldn't the senior coach and people who are most invested and most affected get this sort of information about the health and welfare of their players?
Well, you could argue that. As those people have. But the reality of it is the Players Association and the players only agreed to this if the information stayed with them and the doctor.
So that's all it gets.
That's all it gets. No one else except for the club doctor, who we all know are the greatest people alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't speak for this bloke if he's been involved in this information getting out. I don't know about him.
Yep.
But certainly the ones I've come across in my time have been as good a people as you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Yep.
So I couldn't think of a player's welfare being in better hands than an AFL footy club doctor, to be honest. So, and I read the statement from Andrew Dillon. It read to me like he's saying, well, we didn't want all of this out there because we're actually trying to protect the players.
Yep.
But now that this has happened, this is exactly what happens.
Yep.
Absolute start to finish, exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So I don't see where it can go. I agree that they're going to move on the policy and make some changes. But until that happens, What he said in his statement is, well, this is what we do.
I can't cop the fact that the senior coaches don't know. So you speak about club doctors being people of incredibly high integrity, and you see the bond and the relationships between players and club doctors at times. You know, it is amazing. They care deeply. But you go to Brad Scott, you go to Chris Scott, you go to Ross Lyon, who we've seen deal with the Tim Membry issue.
All the coaches,
Simon
mate.
Goodman, like...
Why don't they get it? What is?
Because that was the agreement when this whole thing was put in place.
With the players and the players.
The only person that knows is the club doctor.
Right.
Yeah, I just think that the senior coaches who are so close to the players and have their best interests at heart,
exactly.
As Simon Goodwin said today, because he's dealing with, I won't use his name. He's been dealing with players over the past 12 months who have had issues, right? So how does Goodwin and the Melbourne Football Club deal with them properly without having the full picture?
Maybe that's where they're headed, Jay-Z. Maybe that's going to be the change that they make to this policy. I've got no idea. Well and truly out of it.
Yeah.
So that potentially is a change they'll make. What I will say is this, and I've said this to you 100 times, Jay-Z, the worst thing you've got to contend with at an AFL footy club are what I call bitter formers.
Yes.
Bitter former players, bitter former coaches, bitter former administrators, bitter former directors.
Yeah.
They make an already tough job of running a footy club nigh on impossible.
Yeah.
And what's happened at this club with the leaking of board minutes of this? It's
been a lot.
It is a disgrace.
It is incredibly sad what's happened to the Melbourne Football
it
Club
is.
On the back of a premiership.
Yeah.
Which you hear connects people for the rest of their lives. I don't think we've seen anything like this around.
No.
Well, certainly not in my time. And you'd love to know what Simon Goodwin and Max Gawn think of the whole situation, honestly. But Glenn Bartlett, former president, is currently taking his issue to the federal court. He is chips in, and I don't think it's going to end here.
Well, I think those two blokes you're talking about have handled themselves with great class, to be honest.
Yeah.
With all the mud that's been slung at them, I think they've just had their chin up and they've got on with the job, and I admire both of them for doing it the way they have.
You know who's off with scans after a training incident today? We'll tell you in a second.
All right. Oh, we're having a
nice,
break.
Nice.
He's
tease.
Just teased his own.
How cool is that?
Roll a little tease in, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z Clark next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Jay-Z Clark is stuck around. He teased us before the break.
I'm going to get that out of you in just a minute. The other thing that made me giggle, I think this is very sad what's happened, the whole thing, and has been now for a long time, but old mate Andrew Wilkie, the independent MP, saying that Anthony Albanese needs to do something. Imagine Albo. Said, what do you want me to do? It's the drug code of a sport. It's got nothing to do with me or my office or any of my jurisdiction.
They can get up in Parliament and say whatever they want and they can't be sued. That's a good gig,
In our parliamentary system. I don't think that's everywhere around the world, but certainly in Australia.
You know how big footy is in this country.
You reckon Albo's stepping in?
Now he's going to get asked about it, though.
What will he say?
Someone's going to ask him about it. I put my left kidney on it. So I'm interested in his input.
Surely he says, mate, give me a spell. This has got nothing to do with me.
A few other issues.
I reckon there's bigger fish I need to fry.
So we want to know the Melbourne player that's been sent for scans on a hand injury.
Yes, Clayton Oliver.
Oh, no.
The superstar midfielder.
What did he do at training?
Dislocated his finger in a training mishap.
Tape it up.
So he's having scans, expected to play Port Adelaide still. We know he's a tough hombre.
He is.
Clayton Oliver. Jake Lever, also the Melbourne defender. He's got an irritation under his kneecap after landing awkwardly at the weekend when they smashed Hawthorn.
So not 100%.
But will play. The D's are saying, he's not going to be 100%. Stephen May is going to be missing with that broken rib.
How long for, do you think?
Well, he trained today. He trained some part today. So Goody, again, very confident that he will only miss one.
Who wins that game, Port Adelaide? They got some good forwards.
At home, you'd think Port Adelaide, wouldn't you?
Melbourne are about $2.60 if you like them.
Right. Peter Wright, four matches. Are you agreeing with that, Jay-Z Clark?
I think it was a certain outcome. He didn't have his arms outstretched. It was a bump to Harry Cunningham. But it is quite clear that if you're going to make contact to a player's head, an opponent's head, you need to be making a genuine play on the ball. And as we saw, he took his eyes off the ball. He rotated, came in with his shoulder to Cunningham's head. The big question for me now is who replaces him. and we hear about the Essendon edge. Now, Nate Caddy set Essendon's preseason alight.
He did.
Splitting packs, making the defenders scared, ragdolling blokes, taking hangers, all that sort of stuff. Now, for Essendon, Jim, and you've watched them for a long time, same as you, Bill, but they've never been, going back, over the past 10 years with their defensive struggles, they're not putting the fear of anyone, are they?
No.
Nate Caddy is a player who will make defenders nervous. So I think Brad Scott,
he comes in.
He's talking about, well, we'll wait for the teams.
He's got the edge.
But it's either him or Sam Wiedemann. You would expect Nate Caddy to come in, and with Brad Scott's big vision to play the youngsters, it's a great opportunity for him, you would think.
Just on that 4 weeks, Peter Wright.
Yep.
Harry Cunningham's got to, he's got to know, if you're going to go back into the play like that, you've got to look after yourself also, I reckon.
And that is going to be an interesting, it's got to be an interesting tangent for the game.
Well, he's going back. And you know, when you played, you're going back, you go, oh, I'm in trouble here. This, because you're the one going back.
Yep. But have we've been hard on players in that situation who have pulled out in the past.
Have.
I remember, was it Aaron Davey in a Melbourne jumper? Ducked his head, and he got smashed for weeks of being soft and scared and all this sort of stuff. Are we at the point now with the concussion crisis and increased maturity
that they've got a responsibility to look after yourself?
Do we say pull out of that contest,
right?
Don't get your head smashed. Think about your future. Like, I don't know, what would coaches think though?
No,
like,
I think they would instinctively want you to hunt the ball.
Yeah.
I don't think they would ever want you to second guess.
But if you're loose man back line, Jim, and you're going back,
crazy
and you know
ones.
You're in trouble and you're putting yourself at, you are.
But if you're getting to the ball first, surely the other bloke is then the one with the responsibility to not make sure your buddy stretch it off.
What about the John Brown example? What about the Nick Riewoldt example? What are we saying in that situation?
That's just the highest level of stupidity. Yeah. That's a whole different thing. That's stupid courage. Hawthorn saga?
Yes.
Fabes and Al Clarkson?
What time is it now? It's 4:30. So there is 25 minutes left for the final siren on these conciliation talks, hopefully to find some peace and resolution in this terrible 2 year saga.
Have they faced off?
Really? So they've spent the past 2 days in a room, Billy.
So who?
Talking Cyril Rioli. I'm talking the other former Hawthorn players, potentially their partners, and obviously the three senior Hawthorn officials we know, Alistair Clarkson, the premiership mastermind, Jason Burt, the former welfare officer, and Chris Fagan, who flew back to Brisbane today because he's got a game to coach tomorrow night.
Huge game.
Now, we hope that they find some sort of middle ground. I'm not super confident that will be the case. I think there are, I spoke to Chris Fagan about this in September. I said, what did you think when these allegations were aired? He said, I was hurt. I was bewildered. I was sad. I was shocked. Mm. He said, I would think back to that time and all the people and all my involvements and just stunned that somehow I could be faced with these allegations. So I don't know. I think Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson have spent this whole time strenuously denying any guilt or fault.
Yes.
I don't see any major backflips from anyone at this point. So will they get a resolution? I'm not feeling super confident. Hawthorn has got some money which could help the process. Whether that's a factor or not, I guess will play out.
And then it's done? No more?
Well, if it's not resolved by in another 23 minutes, Bill, then it potentially goes to the federal court. And that's where these people potentially required to take the stand. Now, that is a serious issue also, and will take more years to come.
Well, what I did like hearing is finally, were we 2 years? How long has this been going?
Yeah, 18 months, 2 years.
18 months. Finally, those three gentlemen have been asked for their side of the story. Yeah. It's only taken this long.
Yeah.
Imagine having those accusations thrown at you, and it then takes 18 months before you're in any forum where you can defend yourself.
And
frustrating.
They haven't been given. Yeah, you feel for, I spoke to Chris Fagan in the Pullman Hotel in September last year. And I wrote it, so he won't mind me saying it. He started crying.
Mm.
He knew we were going to talk about the allegations. He started crying. That's how physically, emotionally he affected, because he prided himself on his relationships with all members of the team. So I don't know. I saw that response in him physically, and he's got one of the best reputations in the game across 30, 40 years, Chris Fagan. So yes, I certainly feel for all parties in this.
Yep.
All right, Jay-Z, anything else before we let you go?
Really looking forward to Richmond's response after a bit of a difficult start. Hawthorn certainly under the pump. The player movement, we might start to talk about that a bit more next week. Liam Baker, the West Australian clubs are super keen on him. Clubs expecting Richmond to take some big moves in the player movement period this year to try and bring in more top-end talent. And maybe move on some other players. Dustin Martin, is he one of those? I guess we'll find out.
All right, nicely done, Jay-Z. He's a very comprehensive serving.
My head's spinning.
You can hear Jay as part of the Thursday rub tomorrow night ahead of Brisbane versus Collingwood as well.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good joke. This is one of the great shows ever put together.
We are here, JB, all thanks to Ford Ranger. The Ford Ranger, as you know, is Australia's number one selling vehicle.
And a very good-looking truck. I don't know about you, Fat, but around my joint, I reckon there are 15 houses being built.
Are they?
In about the 1K radius.
Jeez.
So we see them everywhere. Mm. They are the choice of the tradie. The Ranger, and I've talked about the fact that there are about 20 different versions. Mm. My favourite's the Raptor.
Is it? They've gone from a work truck, Jim, into an essential part of Aussie life. Catering to tradies, families, office workers, and adventure seekers.
The modern
seekers.
Sports car.
Now, magnificent. Car. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer. Up next, it is the Hump Day Quiz.
Humper.
Come on. 133353, and you've got to be excited.
And good prizes?
Great prizes. $200 Specsavers voucher.
Oh,
get yourself some new specs.
Nice sunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. 133353, but you've got to be excited. This has got to be the most invigorating thing you're going to do in the next 11 good. Minutes.
But jeez, that's pumped them up.
Look have a look. They're all there. They've come flying in.
Invigorating.
Invigorating.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've had a haircut. I'm looking good.
You're not.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, come on, Pat.
Yes, here we go. Everyone's up and about now. Jimmy, you gave us a nice little spray. And wow.
Yeah, look at them. They're excited.
We got Zachy. Hello, Zach.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What do you do, Zach?
Working at Guide Dogs Victoria.
Guide Dogs awesome. Victoria. So the little puppies and you train them?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So more training people to train them, but yeah.
Oh, good. Good on you. Fantastic.
Right. Who do you support in the footy, Zachary?
The Pies.
Oh, now, how are we feeling about tomorrow night?
A little bit unsure, but I have faith.
Yeah, surely it's coming. The turnaround's coming.
Not tomorrow night.
You're shaking your head.
They don't get beaten at the Gabba, except for last time they played there.
Yeah. Carlton beat them. Yeah.
Lil, and Lil's there. Hello, Lil.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Where are you from?
I'm from Carnegie.
Oh, lovely. And what do you do? Work, currently studying, work in a local cafe.
Yes, I'm a student. I'm just studying locally and then also working locally too. So, good little area.
And who in the footy do you support, Lil?
Oh, I'm a big St Kilda fan, so it's good I'm up against the Pie because just won last week. So
don't worry about the fact that Ross the Boss has got your mob up and about. They're going beautifully.
They are.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good.
No Max King? So that uphill.
Uphill.
Now, no Max King, but I reckon we'll be fine. I reckon we'll be good.
Do you know your footy, Lil?
Yeah, no, I mean... hopefully.
All right, good, because normally Fat wedges a couple of footy questions in there.
Well, it's topical, Jim.
Righto, Fat.
And I like to start one, a nice general question. You ready, Zach? You're Zach and Lil. You're Lil.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Righto, here we go.
Here we go.
A person who has great similarities to one of their parents is said to be a chip off the old...
Zach.
Oh, my God. How are we going there? It's got to be Lil. Yeah. Lil.
That's the chip off the old block, mate. Right.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. She's away.
Good start, Fat.
Righto.
Number two, there are currently six AFL teams who are undefeated. Give me three of them.
Zach.
Oh, yes, Zach.
We've got GWS, Sydney, and Carlton.
Yes, well done.
Hello.
The other three?
Port Adelaide, Freo, and Geelong.
Nice.
Well done. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, it is a ring-a-ding. One apiece.
Well, this will be good. Bit of Elvis Presley. I don't know how Lil will go here. Or Zach, by the way.
Singing.
Yeah, they've got to sing. Because on this day in 1972, Elvis recorded his major hit, Burning Love. We all know Burning Love,
major
don't we?
Hit. His last major hit.
Shut up, Raps.
All right.
So here's Elvis, and you're going first, Zachy boy, and then you just got to sing your little heart out.
Righto.
Oh.
I got nothing, boys. I'm sorry. I
Fat 72. You wouldn't be born either of these two magnificent contestants. Lil, do you want to have a go?
Lil, do you know Elvis?
Oh, mate, not this one. How embarrassing. No. It's a bit before my time.
It is a bit
well,
before.
Why don't we play it to them so they know what to sing?
Right. Good idea, Rabs. So right. This is what you got to sing, okay?
I'm just a hunger, hunger, burning love. Just a hunger, hunger, burning love.
That's all it is. Wasn't a bad singer, but a bit of double up stuff there from Elvis. But I'm just a hunker, hunker, burning love.
Righto.
Just a hunker, hunker, burning.
So you ready to have a go, Zach?
Righto, Zach.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hunker, hunker, burning love.
Go.
Just a hunker, hunker, burning love.
Yeah.
Not bad, Zachary.
Not bad.
All right. Are you, Lil,
right?
You ready?
You right, Lil?
Yeah. Yeah, ready.
Righto.
Hunker, hunker, burning love. Just a hunker, hunker, burning love.
Jeez, both good.
Good, Jim.
Both good.
You got to decide one all. It's a good game,
I thought Zach probably sounded more like Elvis, but Lil had a better voice.
Oh.
So which way are we going? The better voice
now
or more
the
like
judge.
Elvis?
Don't look at us, Judge.
Lil.
Oh,
2-1.
Wow.
She's a better singer. She gets the tick.
Poor old Zach.
I'll take it.
Righto. Right. Question four. Which former Collingwood star father of current players is in the jungle for this season?
Will.
Yep.
Zach.
That would be the Dacos.
Peter Dacos. Yes. Well done.
I gave you that other one thinking that it would be too all and we'd get into a tiebreaker.
But is that it? That's it.
Will win.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. I mean... Yes, Lil, well done, sitting
Lil,
in the cafe.
That is so good. This is what you win.
A $200 Spec Savers voucher. Pull the Spec Savers store-wide. Spec Stravaganza is on now. How good is that?
Oh, so good. Jeez. I'm excited. Go get my ass checked.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, my God.
Zach?
Hurry into Spec Savers, by the way. Store-wide for their Spec Stravaganza today. You should have gone to Spec Savers. And Zach doesn't go home empty-handed. $200 Neverland store voucher
good.
For him as well.
Well done, Zach.
Happy with that, Zach?
Beautiful. Thanks very much, boys.
Well done, Zach.
You look good in one turn of south.
And well done, Lil.
Yes,
of course. Neverland store streetwear starts here. The go-to destination for trends, products, and culture for the youth of tomorrow. We know that already. Neverlandstore.com.au.
Oh, looks like Onion's got his oar back in the water. Well, we went about 2 weeks without a prize.
Yeah.
We had to give T-shirts away.
Triple M prize back.
Yeah, Triple M
whatever
prize
that was.
Back. Now we are flying.
Exactly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I'm going to move on.
Now,
so excited.
$10,000.
Mm.
$10,000 on the line. And Braden joins us from Hillside. Hello, Braden.
Hello, Jim. How you going?
How are you with numbers, mate? Footy numbers.
I think I'm pretty good, but I'm a bit nervous for this, so hopefully do
10
well.
Grand?
Come on, bro.
Oh, no, $10,000. Sorry, Fat.
What would you do with the $10,000, Brad?
I'd take my girlfriend on a holiday. So I tried to get on last week, but she knows I'd try to take her on a holiday.
Oh, yeah. Geelong or somewhere? Where would you go?
Geelong.
Maybe I'd take you, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine
better
going
fun
to
than the Dale.
No. You'd stay there for a year.
You
all right, the rules. You need to listen up, Braden.
Come on, Braden.
30 seconds on the clock, Braden. JB will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have multiple numbers for the club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, the $10,000 is yours, and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and the club.
All right, and you need to, the club is important. Here, Bray.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Sure. You ready for me?
Let's go.
All right. Marlon Pickett, Richmond.
50.
Mitch Georgiades, Port Adelaide.
19.
Dougal Howard, St Kilda.
20.
Dennis Armfield, Carlton.
27.
Tom Rockcliffe, Brisbane.
38.
Dylan Moore, Hawthorn.
13.
Michael Gardner, West Coast.
27.
David Hale, North Melbourne.
20.
Stuart Maxfield, Sydney. Levi Casper.
Oh,
jeez.
He was flying.
Airborne.
And Michael Gardner stuffed you up, didn't
Michael Gardner stuffed me there.
Mate, you were flying. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 from 6. And then Guardy, you said 27. He was 1 or 19 at West Coast. David Hale was 31 at North.
Yep.
And then you passed. But you're on fire, and then you just pooed the bed,
Wade. I shit the bed, Bill.
All right, mate, you don't go home empty-handed, rabbits.
Jeez, I thought he was going to win that.
I thought he was going to win it too. Now, we'll sort you out with some new wardrobe, mate, thanks to the Neverland store.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate. Done, Bray. Very good.
A Good Friday coming up this Friday, supporting the Royal Children's Hospital. I'm just here to tell you the AHA, the Top Pubs Challenge. So all the pubs out there are offering unbelievable deals, or they've got the cans rattling or whatever. So go down to your local pub and give. That's all the locals. Get in there. Yep. There's a couple. The Grand Hotel in Warrandyte. They've got some great things going on there. The $2 from every Palmer goes towards the Royal Children's. The Rosstown Hotel, what about this one? You get a Palmer, chicken Palmer, and a pot for $35. All that money, $35, goes towards the Royal Children's.
That's bloody good.
Well done there. The Robin Hood Inn, there's a bit going on there. Yeah, the container tins on the bar.
And Gippsland.
And staff are also giving money as part of the day.
The Robin Hood.
Yeah, and the Trinity at St Kilda. For just $25, you get a Trinity burger and pot. And all that money goes towards the Royal Children.
Well,
so
done.
Get down to your local.
Trinity's a good pub too. It's on the corner of Brighton Road, St Kilda Road and Chapel Street.
And the Camorne, they'll be doing something. Don't worry about that. So get down to your, local
plug
hotel.
In with them not doing anything.
Correct.
And support them because they are supporting the Good Friday appeal.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I am seriously going to pick up this screen and land it on your fat head.
Straight after us at 6 o'clock, Triple M is launching Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour, hosted by our mate, Limo.
As if working with Billy Brownless wasn't hard enough.
There's no book on parenting.
Well, there's probably
there's thousands actually.
But they're not right.
There's literally thousands of lot.
Our next guest also took his family on a camping holiday and is now doing a stand-up show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival about how it all went wrong. Please welcome Limo.
Yeah. In he comes.
Here he is, Jim.
Busy doing shows and the show.
Yes, lovely to be here, team. Camper Van Gogh, it starts now. I'm starting my show. The launch night is Easter Monday. What an idiot.
Yes.
So please come. There are plenty of spare seats.
All about your camping trips.
That's right. We went on a camper van holiday.
Kids are off my hands now.
Through the Northern Territory. Yes. Have you ever done a camper van, Jim?
Yeah, I have years and years ago. Well, it was one of those pop-up ones.
It used to
take me about an hour and a half to put it up. An hour and a half to put it down. He had about 2 hours to enjoy it.
How many of you?
Well, there were four at that stage. This is 25 years years ago.
Oh, yeah. There were five of us.
No, you had an older member of the family.
Yeah, we had my mother-in-law, my wife, my son, my mother-in-law, and my wife's best friend.
Steph. Who would have drank the whole time.
She did, as did my wife, right? And there were moments on that trip, I tell you, where I was sitting, it was so bad, I was thinking to myself, you know, of the 3,000 people on board the Titanic, there must have been at least one family going, thank God for this.
Let's just end it now.
Enough.
The comedy festival. I want to know if Laddie's in it this year, your boy Laddie.
Let I tell you what, I could be nominated for worst father of the year performance last weekend. Basketball grand final. Yes. He plays for the Collingwood All-Stars.
Collingwood All-Stars.
The under-8s.
The under-8s.
And he was so pumped all week. Dad, the grand final this week. The grand final. I said, yeah, mate, it's going to be great. He goes, I can't wait for it. The grand final. He's banging on about it all week. Saturday morning, we get up nice and early. We're in the car at 8 o'clock. We get to the Collingwood Basketball Centre at 10 past 8. The game's at 8:30. And we walk in there, we're walking around, I'm thinking, geez, we're the first ones here. This is weird. And then I check the bloody schedule. We're out at bloody Bundoora at La Trobe. Some La Trobe, which is a 25-minute drive.
It's now
20 past, and it's a 25. So I turned the 25-minute drive into roughly a 20-minute. But the young fella was beyond devastated. He was bawling in the front of the car.
How much of the game did he see?
He missed 10 minutes of the first half.
Yes.
And then we got him on the court. When we rocked up, they were 8-0 up. They were up 8-0 without him.
And then he went on.
I felt like sneaking him back out again for 10 minutes.
He went on. They got beaten 40-12.
He's come on. They finished 17 each, at full time. So it's all square. They go to extra time.
And he's done well.
It's no... He's 19. He hasn't brought a lot to the table. So it's not. They're down 19 to 20. Oh, the ball goes out at their end. There's 3 seconds left.
Oh, no.
They throw into their best player, young Ziggy. He's a superstar. The ball goes up. The buzzer goes. And the ball just floats over the ring and falls on the other side. And they lose by a point.
That's it. Your fault.
Tears everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I got them together. I've given you the photo. It's on your WhatsApp. Have a look.
Yep. Oh, look.
I'm taking it. Have a close up on all the faces in the team photo.
They're all crying. Oh, no.
They are shattered.
They are.
So in the team photo, they're just bawling.
The all-stars.
The all-stars, the poor buggers.
Glad he needs a haircut, by the way.
He does need. I'm taking him for one next week.
I was going to say, geez. But they're all bawling, the poor kid. Wow. And it's your fault.
When you're that close.
I know. He was deep. It really hurt him. I like that he felt a bit of pain.
No, exactly, yeah, exactly. Good, yeah. Now, tell us about the comedy festival. I know that a couple of hours, well, certainly Stephen Kay, our favourites.
In the jungle.
In the jungle. Here.
No. He is. He's gone to the jungle, and he'll do very well. He's a funny man, Stephen K. Amos.
But how about Ross Noble?
And he will be missed. I thought Ross Noble was going into the jungle.
And he's not.
He's not, because I don't think, is Ross Noble doing a show?
Well, I don't reckon he is.
I don't think he is.
He always comes in here and laughs at Bill.
That's why I thought he was going into the jungle, because he's not doing a show.
Okay. So who is? Where are you focusing?
Tonight, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Happy hour, straight after you guys, here on Triple M, right through the Comedy Festival. I'll be bringing three guest comedians into the studio.
Wow.
Or actually, most of the shows are going to be live at Comedy Republic in the city. Yeah. We'll get a little live audience happening.
Nice.
But tonight we've got Dave Hughes.
Oh, here's he.
Dilruk Jayasinha.
Dilruk, I might love him.
And Dan Connell will be joining me in studio tonight.
Tell us about Dan.
Dan Connell. He's a mad sports lover.
Yep.
Dan Connell, very dry comic, very funny. He's one of these up and coming. If a lot of people go and see Dan and go, I'd never heard of this bloke before, and he's like the best bloke on the bill.
Yeah, right.
Every time you see him, he's hilarious.
Yep.
And over the course of the Comedy Festival, we've got Will Anderson coming in, Pete Hellier, Ann Edmonds, Tom Gleason, Ben Knight. Now you may not have heard of Ben Knight, Bill.
Ben Day Knight.
No, he's just Ben Knight. This one. He has just starred in a film with Ryan Gosling called The Fall Guy.
Oh,
remember when the Harbour Bridge was shut down?
When
they were filming?
Yep.
That was Ben Knight on the Harbour Bridge fighting Ryan Gosling for the whole day. Anyway, he's here at the Comedy Festival. He's joining us one night. Jamoan, Nazim Hussain, Merrick Watts, the list goes
on. Jamoan's still going around.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah.
He's bloody funny, Jamoan.
He is funny.
And he's still filling up rooms all over the place.
Good on him.
That sounds brilliant.
The show's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll give you a little taster of who's about the place and get you in the mood for the Comedy Festival. But come down and check out the live show. So next Tuesday, Comedy Republic, 6 till 7, Will Anderson, Pete Hellier, Ann Edmonds, and myself.
Wow.
Come in 6 till 7, enjoy that for free, just wander up into Comedy Republic, and then go out and see something at the Comedy Festival.
How are the Hawks going, speaking of comedy?
We'll be right. We're building. We're rebuilding.
Good to see you, mate.
Triple M's Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour, hosted by Limo, straight after us at 6 p.m.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Buddha, he should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
This is a bit
come
lippy.
Second... Four times. The other way around.
Second four times.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brandless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. A listener joke not too far away. All thanks to Ford Ranger.
And speaking of listener.
Yes.
I like it. There's some good stuff pinging around.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
N-R. Now, David King.
Yeah.
Of course, a dual premiership player for North Melbourne and now Fox analyst.
Had
this to say about the Crows midfield after the weekend.
Something has to shift with what they're doing in the midfield because they are just vanilla and it's not going to get it done. If you can't break tackles in this competition, you can't play big boy football and I don't think they're anywhere near that at the moment.
All right.
Vanilla.
So that's what Kingy called them, vanilla.
I like vanilla.
Now, Ruin Dits, of course, dominant.
Ruin Dits and Loz, yes.
And the breakfast slot.
Yes.
And Tex comes in once a week and speaks to them, Texan.
Oh.
And this is what he had to say about David King's comments.
Jordan Dawson's vanilla.
Yeah.
Matt Crouch.
Well, that's a good
response. Vanilla and Jake Saligo's vanilla.
I think everyone's coming out saying that now, aren't they? Just because we've had two losses.
He needs to be very careful on what he says.
Mm.
I don't think our midfield are vanilla at all.
Yep.
Can we improve? Yeah, always. Every midfield would want to improve on something, but no. I don't cop that.
No.
So you got you got Tex and Roos. Just, what are they going to say?
No. Texan! Oh, I love it. All right, so that's across there.
We've got
in
him
Adelaide
on next week, Tex. When we're in Adelaide,
of
Jim.
Of course we have.
I might bring him in Wednesday when I'm over there.
How long are you there for?
The week. The whole week, Jim.
You're there for the whole week.
Yep.
So Monday night show, you're doing from Adelaide.
No, Easter Monday. No,
Easter Monday, Jim. Right. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What a debacle that's going to be.
And then we go
Imagine how bad he's going to be by Thursday.
You're no good when you're just sitting there.
That's right.
Let alone when you go to another studio and another venue. And...
he admits it. I do.
He knows he does. So the other thing we heard, of course, and we spoke to Jay-Z about it off the top.
Yeah.
Was the continuing saga
around
accusations with the Melbourne Football Club and drug testing and drug taking and all the, you know, I can't even remember where this bloody started, let alone how it got to the point it's at now. But let's listen to Nathan Jones on the Footy Talk podcast because he was at the club the whole time.
I can only talk from my experience and I wasn't aware of that level of testing. Probably from where I sit and the experiences that I was aware of or understood of how that process took place was, you know, target testing. So initially it was through the hair testing. And we're talking specifically about the illicit drugs policy, which, you know, the players put their hand up to take part in that. And if you had come through in a positive way in that you would then be targeted. As far as this sort of backdoor off the books testing, I've never been aware of that. This is the first I've understood that that was even occurring. I've always been pretty strong on my opinion. I just don't think this is specific to Melbourne. I think this is across the entire competition. You know, illicit drugs are not specifically a problem just to the AFL. This would be broad across sport, society, multiple age demographics. So I guess what we get is, you know, a heightened focus because of, you know, how important and revered AFL is amongst, you know, the Australian Victorian communities.
Well said.
Very well said. Yeah. And well-spoken young man.
He is.
It's such an interesting space, this fat. If you went back and said to the players when they agreed to illicit drug testing all those years ago, if they knew it was going to be the bun fight that it's become, do you reckon they would have got it? They would have agreed to it back then?
Not then.
No.
But they would have.
I'm very sure they wouldn't have agreed to it.
I don't know what the best way is. I honestly don't.
Well, this is, and if you talk to the players, and you know, we said this with Jay-Z, if you talk to the players, they'll say, "Well, we agreed to be tested well beyond almost any sportsman in this country."
Mm.
So we can go back and do that model if you want, where we don't get tested and you don't find out any of this. But the players are, you know, so they're trying to do the right thing, and by trying to do the right thing, they get nailed. So I totally understand how
and we
the
look
players
at
are miffed.
All players too,
because
there's no names, is there? No, so you look at the whole
exactly
800. 800.
Spot on.
Well, Max Gawn's going to be in the Marty Sheargold show tomorrow morning after 8 a.m. as well.
So we'll be talking on that subject, I'm sure.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't understand how you do that.
You get paid for it.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now we're joined by the former captain of Australia's ODI and T20 sides, Aaron Finch.
Our next guest used to feast down in the middle.
Oh! And Finch has gone six! Six! And the biggest of the lot!
Boom!
Aaron Finch landing some big blows.
And also during the breaks.
At what point do you start thinking about lunch as a bathroom? Not what you're going to have, but just like getting...
Me personally? At about 8 a.m. after I've had my breakfast.
Please welcome Aaron Finch.
In fine form too, Finches.
Oh, you saw him on the weekend.
Yes, we had a great day, didn't we, at the F1?
We certainly did, mate. It was a great day out. Melbourne turned it on again.
I did. How was Lisa and her plus one?
Well, Lisa was much more enjoyable than JB was. He was in good form, though. Like I said, it was a great day out. It was the who's who all coming up to JB and wanting a piece of his time. So he was swanning around, the chest was shoulders back.
Come on,
Jim. Marriott Bonvoy Lounge?
Yes.
I didn't even know that existed. I'll be piling back in there, Finchie.
Yeah, I certainly will be. It's the weather turned it on again for the Grand Prix, and it was such a good event. I mean, especially with Verstappen crashing out and creating half a chance for everyone else.
Yeah. And plenty of photos on Instagram if you want to see it on Finchie. Gee, more photos there than Jack Crisp.
I've got no idea what that means.
No, he puts a lot up. That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, nice photos. Well done.
Now, we're going to get onto the racing and we're going to get onto the fact that you're heading to India.
Yeah.
But what's going on with the WA? There's something in the water over there. They keep winning the Shield. They keep winning the Marsh Cup. They keep winning the bloody BBL. What's going on in the West?
Oh, they've had an amazing squad for a long time now. And I think with the young crop of players that are coming through, and like if you take into account Mitch Marsh, Cameron Green, Marcus Stoinis weren't there, Cameron Bancroft didn't play in the final, they've had a really consistent squad for the last 10 years, I guess. And now that's all coming together. They're three-peat in the Shield, in the one-day comp. They're just playing brilliant cricket. They know how to win. We've seen that for quite a long time now. And they've become the benchmark. And I've got no doubt that in the near future, quite a few of their guys will get some more international opportunity.
And, of course, Ronnie McDonald's doing a great job with the Aussies. But if he ever needs any help or maybe someone to take over a tournament while he's away, Adam Voges can't be far off.
Voges.
No, I think he'd be well and truly in the conversation when Andrew decides to hang him up as the Australian coach. And like I said, he's done a wonderful job with the ODI World Cup, the World Test Championship as well. So, I mean, Australia's really blessed at the moment. We've got some great players who are in the side, and we've also got a really good run of players pushing selection in all forms of the game for Australia. And then Adam Voges, he'd be the standout, absolutely, for coaching, probably along with Michael Divinuto for the next Australian head coaching job.
Plenty of Aussies over in India too for the IPL. You're going over there, Finches.
Yeah, not to play anymore, unfortunately, Bill. It's a bit more of a grind on the commentary circuit. There's almost daily flights, but it's great fun. It's a wonderful event to be a part of. And I think for any sports lover, regardless of what sport it is, I think it should be a bucket list item to get to the IPL and experience it. It's truly something else. So it's just great to be a part of still.
You still get blown away by the crowds and just how fanatic they are, the supporters?
Every time you go there, it still blows you away. And I think probably the two places that come to mind when I think of the crowds is the Chennai Stadium when MS Dhoni's playing for the Chennai Super Kings. That is literally the loudest thing you'll ever experience in your life. It's like an AFL grand final every single day. And then the Bangalore Stadium when Virat Kohli walks out, that is just, it's extraordinary. And just to be there and see it now as a commentator, as opposed to a player, when you're probably wrapped up in it a little bit much and you get to, or you feel the emotion of the game as well. But when you get to sit back and watch it from the commentary box and take it all in without any nerves or anything going through your body or expectation, it's something else.
Finchy, I did that World Test Championship game at the Oval. And because it was Australia v India, there was high Indian representation in the commentary box.
Yes.
Ravi Shastri, Sunil Gavaskar, Dinesh Kartik.
Yeah.
So there's three or four big Indian names as part of the broadcast. Every time we tried to leave the compound, to leave the Oval, Finchy, to get back to the hotel, there were 3,000 or 4,000 Indian fans just waiting to see those four blokes.
Well, you should experience it in Mumbai when you try and get out of the car to go to Ravi's house to enjoy a nice bottle of wine or something after a night. It's something else, mate. And like you said, it just blows you away every time the pressure that Indian cricketers are under. But also, even once they're retired, they still don't get to escape from it. And it's to see it's the passion of the Indian fans is mind blowing as well. So the support that even as a touring Australian team or as an IPL player for a different franchise, you get to experience that. It's awesome.
Doesn't happen down in Geelong for Finchy?
Oh, it does. When I walk into Iberia Cafe, they go nuts, Bill.
The creamy. Now, speaking of that,
yes,
the Cats going okay. Finches, of course, the Tomahawk, 350 games this weekend.
Oh, how big. It's unbelievable, I think. The town feels different, as you know, Bill, when Geelong are playing well. And to see them start the year, they obviously decimated by injury last year off the back of a flag. So that was unfortunate. But how they've started is really positive. And the Tomahawk, there's not many bigger figures in the game. And he's been a wonderful servant of the club. And I think it'll be a big occasion for him.
All right. Bloody now, up. I'm going to get this conversation started. Then you and Fat can twang on about the Flemington Racing Spectacular draws to a close this Saturday with the TAB Australian Cup Day featuring the $3 million Group 1 TAB Australian Cup, Finchy.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. I think the weather's going to be 28 and sunny again, which will be perfect. And I think, obviously, Spring Carnival gets a lot of coverage, but I think autumn racing in Melbourne in particular is so underrated. It's probably, as a fan and to get to the racetrack, it's a little bit less crowded, and the quality of racing is certainly there. So hopefully it'll be a great turnout again.
The final Group 1 held for the Autumn Carnival. It's 161 years old.
Yes.
First raced in 1863, the Australian Cup.
In Barwon.
Yeah, won by Barwon.
Hmm.
Yes. Two horses in it, I think. Finchie, Mr. Brightside, I think he'll be the favourite, about $2.40. And then Pride of Jenny, who led him up and just led him the whole way and then kicked on the corner. And if you're on it, oh, come to Papa Pride of Jenny. Beautiful it was in the TAB there at the Cremorne. Nice. Do you have a little bet responsibly, Aaron?
Always very responsibly, as you know. I don't mind a little flutter, and my money will be well and truly on Mr. Brightside. I think it's probably the people's favourite now since Black Caviar and Winx. It's one that everyone seems to be on. And if I can get $2.40 for it, I might take that, Bill.
All right, yes. But it's a great day. Great day. Take the mates out there. As Finchie said, there's not 80,000 people there. You get a nice spot. There's parking, or get an Uber out there and get on it.
Speaking of the people's favourite.
Get in.
Finchie was for a long time.
He was.
Of course. And still then Maxie still is a big part of that. But young Jake Fraser-McGurk has got the sort of swag that I think you'd enjoy, Finchie.
I certainly do enjoy it. It probably reminds me of a young David Warner in the way that he has no fear whatsoever. He just goes out and takes it on, and I'm so rapt for him to get an opportunity to play in the IPL or be a part of the Delhi Capitals squad under Ricky Ponting, David Warner as well. So he's a super talent. He's somebody who will bring people through the gates for a long time. Much the same in the way that Glenn Maxwell does it. They have an ability to do things on the cricket field that blow your mind, and there's not many people around the world who can do that. So I can't wait to see him get an opportunity in India, because I think that he'll dominate if the chance comes.
And we had a lovely day with your wife, Ames, who used to work with us here at the Rush Hour, and she especially liked how generous I was with my time, Finchie. I think she said she liked the fact that I said yes a lot to her request.
You would not.
Exactly right. That was a nice little clip you gave her on Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was. We were driving in the car, and she put that in the back of her memory bank. And she doesn't forget either.
She reckons I used to say no to everything.
Yeah, you did. You've had
and
never
you still
seen.
Do.
Yeah, he still does, exactly. Oh, they don't forget. They don't forget.
No, she's quality. You landed a good one there, Finchie.
Yes.
All right, mate, we'll let you go. We'll enjoy the Australian Cup, of course, but we'll also enjoy your commentary at the IPL.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.
Australian cricketing legend Aaron Finch on the Rush Hour. Make sure you head to Flemington on Saturday for the TAB Australian Cup.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A budding genius and a blooming idiot. And guess which one I am?
Now, JB, what's happened is that Bill's run out of jokes.
Well, a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's not just a recent thing.
I'm here.
So thanks to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we've asked the Rush Hour family to submit their jokes on the Triple M website for Bill to tell. Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 27, which is today, by the way, to April 21. Book now, comedyfestival.com.au. And Bill has a joke from?
Alistair.
Okay.
I think.
That's coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to laugh with him, but I can only laugh at him.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, David Neitz opened the pub just down the road.
Down the road. Brewery. Neater.
Like it. Obviously, Neater. Superstar of the Melbourne Football Club.
We saw him the other night.
Good venue.
He'd had a couple.
Mel Bracewell from New Zealand.
Melanie.
Part of the comedy
funny
festival.
Funny girl. She's
very
funny.
Good, yes.
She's funny.
And Idiot File.
I know. And that's funny.
And a biggie.
A biggie.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I got some new jokes, Jimmy boy.
Oh, no.
This is the old folder.
Right.
Which weren't a lot of jokes there. Right. It was a funny one about you and your little...
And radio, so no one can see the folder.
I'm only talking to you. I'm not talking to them. And these are some new ones, Jim. Look.
Yeah.
See that? New ones.
So new ones.
Some new jokes.
So that anything
joke,
decent?
A joke yesterday went very well, didn't it, Beersy? About you.
Yeah. No, it was a goodie.
It's from Alistair. Heard it
80, I reckon you've told it 85 times.
I don't know if I have.
Yeah.
Alasdair.
D. Alasdair.
Alasdair.
Righto.
Come on, Alasdair.
Mm-hmm.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Robot building supplies. Robots got it.
A teenager brings her new boyfriend home to meet the parents, Jim.
Yes.
I think I've told this. They're appalled by his haircut, his tattoos, his piercings. Later, the girl's mum grabs her and says, "Dear, he doesn't seem a very nice boy, this one you brought home." "Oh, please, mum," she says. "If he wasn't nice, why would he be doing 500 hours of community service?" He's doing fine.
No, Bill.
He's a naughty, naughty porty.
You have told that one before.
Well, Alistair sent it in, or whatever his stupid name is. He sent it in. Oh, there we go.
No, I don't mind it.
Alistair. What kind of name's that?
I reckon you're actually going, you're predating Rabs for that one. That was
I haven't heard it before.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm going to go with it next week.
Hey, that's it.
Well done, Alistair. You've won.
Nita, Mel Bracewell, Idiot File. I'm in Brisbane. Rabs is in Brisbane. Oh. You're here on your own.
Pearl Fat's here. Good.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
Oh, no, Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.